And we're back on the KYMM Morning Show. Live in studio, we have a guest with us. It's Sam Temple, Executive Director of Northfield Public Broadcasting, MPP. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. It's good to be here.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming in on a, I guess not a holiday, the long holiday weekend's over, but boy, does it just seem like summer right now.
It certainly does. It helps that, you know, you could cut the air with a knife right now. It's very humid.
No doubt. You've had a busy month. You know, this isn't the first day of summer. We're reaching the halfway point.
Yeah.
And June was just kind of chock full of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And NPB was right in the middle of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us what you did last month?
Yeah, I don't know if you know this about Northfield, but they sure do love to pack a lot into a summer.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is just from the Northfield Public Library alone. We've had several author talks, including good news on the environment from Jan Mitchell. So, you know, there's a lot of things going on with climate change and trying to control not just the worldwide environment, but our local environment. And as much as we need to take things seriously and make sure that we address those, Jan Mitchell also wanted to highlight the progress that has been made, the good things that have been happening. So that was a nice positive and kind of realistic piece of programming from the library and Jan Mitchell. We had an author, I think I talked about this a little bit last time, Natalie Warren, her book Hudson Bay Bound, just an incredible story of traveling upriver from Minneapolis to the Hudson Bay.
Mm-hmm.
It's an incredible story. I really enjoyed that author talk. And again, talking about the environment, talking about the natural world and kind of the unique perspective you get when you're traveling by river. So that was really fascinating. And then we also had one piece of programming, a very popular book called The Seed Keeper. Diane Wilson, the author of that book, was here and did a talk at the library. But what happened with that piece is we have a limited time, a limited window where we can air that program and have that available online. So we had this author talk with Diane Wilson. It was up for 2 weeks, and then we took it down. That happens with some of our programs. So that's why it's important, as always, to be checking NPB regularly. You can check online. You can check the City of Northfield YouTube page, because some things, most things will be there in perpetuity, but some things are there for a window. So
mm-hmm.
be sure to check that out in case we have any more programming like that, and we try to let people know when that is the case. But again, another piece of programming that was an absolute delight to get and to put together.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just the Northfield Public Library stuff. We also have the highlights from the Pride in the Park event that was earlier this month, and that was an absolute delight. That was beautifully attended and was just a lovely event.
It's seeing that many people crowd mm-hmm. into Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
It is throughout the day. You know, people
yeah.
came and went, and it was just such a different atmosphere, just a
yeah.
light and happy atmosphere, very positive. And we talked to a lot of people down there. KYMN's mm-hmm. Rich Larson and Daniel Moyer were down there talking with people, and
mm-hmm.
had a great time. And I was back here at the studio. I was down there a little bit as well. But it'll be interesting to see the highlight reel.
Yeah,
on
yeah.
That
was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of fun. And one thing that's important to note about the highlight reel from Pride in the Park and the Hudson Bay author talk is both of those pieces were edited by our summer communications intern, Emma Conway.
Mm-hmm.
So the communications department at the City of Northfield will sometimes have an internship. We've done it in the fall, we've done it in the spring, we're doing it in the summer. And Emma Conway has come on board, and she's doing some really spectacular work. She's stepped right into helping with editing, with creating graphics, with working on press releases. So making it an educational, but also, you know, a very hands-on experience for her. So that's been a lot of fun. So that's one thing to highlight, too, is throughout the summer we'll see more and more programming, not just edited by, but also conceived by and filmed and scripted by Emma. So be sure to keep an eye out for some of her work.
Now, is she a local student here, one of the colleges or high school? Or
she actually attends out of Northfield, but she mm-hmm. grew up in the Northfield area.
Okay.
So she certainly is a local and understands the town and is able to do some work with us
Good.
In the
that,
summer.
That's very helpful, especially for an internship when
mm-hmm.
you're learning things to begin with. Knowing the lay of the land
yeah.
goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely. So
mm-hmm.
maybe we even... maybe I'll get to coax her to be on the air next month as well.
We'd love to have her.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. Now that's in the public record, so I can point this to her and say, see, They're waiting for you.
You have to do it. They're waiting for you.
Exactly.
Now, last time I talked to you, we also had the Cannon River Partnership, our Clean Rivers Partnership.
Yes, yes.
Now, also had some events going on that you were looking forward to attend.
Yes, absolutely. So they do talks and events throughout the year, and Kevin Strauss does such good work on outreach and education. We've been working on putting together for the last 6 months or so, putting together a series of videos highlighting some high level stuff, but also some practical things that people can do to do their part to save water, and not just save water and help the watershed, help the water supply, but also save money for themselves, because the less water you use, the less expensive your water bills are. So we actually just wrapped up the series of videos that we were working on. The final piece in our five-part playlist was saving water and saving money outdoors. So that was a lot of fun to work with, not just the content, but having someone else be part of the scripting and the envisioning of what all that video series was going to be, being able to play with kind of a different graphic style. That was a lot of fun, and it was such a delight to work with Kevin from Clean River Partners. So I hope everyone will check that out. We just released that last week, our final video in that series.
So that'll be on the website. Mm-hmm. That'll also be on channel 187 and 181?
180 right? and 187. That's right. Okay. So Charter Spectrum channels 180 and 187 is where you can find Northfield Public Broadcasting. And everything is also available to stream for free anytime online. You can find our streaming site through the City of Northfield website, or you can go to the City of Northfield YouTube page, and that can sometimes be a little easier to find if you're using Google, which owns YouTube. So it's a little easier to find in the search engine. Funny how that works, isn't it? Yeah. So we try to make it as accessible as we can to people. And if anyone has any questions, of course, they can always reach out. My name is Sam Temple. You can also find my contact information on the website. So I encourage people to reach out, because we've always got lots of programming coming up, and from lots of different partners too. We talked about Clean River Partners, but we also team with other governmental agencies. We've got a video coming up on Rice County's response to the opioid crisis, and we have organizations from across Rice County coming together to talk about that with a video that we're creating. This last month, we released a video from Josh Raymaker of Rice County Public Health talking about road safety with bike lanes and all the different areas in town, what the different markings mean. And that's gotten a great positive, community response. Again, not just useful to the people that live in Northfield, but the broadest definition of what the Northfield community is, because everyone makes use of our roads. Mm-hmm. Everyone makes use of the bike lanes. And it's just useful to know those things. Or even, I was driving in the cities the other day, and a few months ago, I would not have known what the green markings on the ground meant where I was going, but thanks to Josh Raymaker from Rice County Public Health, I knew exactly what I was supposed to be doing, and I would not have had that confidence before.
I have not watched that yet, and I remember talking about that last month.
That's
and
right.
Thinking, oh, man, I've got to I've got to check that out.
Yeah.
I do have to check that out, because I don't know what those strange hieroglyphics on the roads really are, where I'm supposed to be, and you do want to be safe, know. In all seriousness, I want to keep everybody safe,
absolutely,
including me.
Absolutely.
So yeah, it's a good idea.
Well, and that's the most important thing too, is if you don't know what's going on, you can always slow down and be cautious, and that's that's going to do more than being prolific in hieroglyphics. So I just want to highlight again, I come in and talk about these new programs every month. I just want to make sure that we highlight those pieces that although we have new programming every month, except for special cases like the Seed Keeper author talk that I mentioned, all the things that I've talked about in the past are also still available. There's been a great volume of things coming on the air. And some things are, live, like Saints games. We don't have recordings of Saint games. You can't go back and watch them, but you can watch them live. We've got a couple St. Paul Saints baseball games coming up this month on July 12th, 14th, and 27th. We'll be playing Toledo and Iowa. Mm-hmm. So I encourage people to tune into that. But 99% of our programs are all available on demand at any time. And I really encourage people to reach out. Just this year alone, between the things that we've put together, that partners have put together, that just community members and community organizations have submitted, we have had one new piece of programming for every 1 1/10 day in 2022 so far. So there's lots to find on NPB. There's lots to watch. And I encourage people to not just watch, but also consider how they can contribute. And any information about how to submit, how to get in contact with NPB, if you are part of a local nonprofit and want to partner on something, we can maybe find a way to make that happen. So I really just encourage people to reach out, because there's, I mean, just going back through the conversations that we've had over the past year or so, you can see the growth and how much things have changed and how much the community has embraced NPP. And that has been incredibly gratifying to see. And I hope it continues to grow.
Yeah, new content every day. That's pretty amazing after just 6 months of being having a full-time operation.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been very gratifying, and it can't be done without the community.
Sam, is there anything else that you would like to mention, either programming or otherwise, while we have you?
Just to make sure that people tune in. There are always new programs every week go on NPB. So I encourage everyone to check that out, whether you're watching on cable, whether you're watching online. I really hope people check it out, because there's always new stuff going on, and especially when we get submissions from the community, it's a place for people to connect and understand their neighbors.
Perfect. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming in today. Much appreciated. Yeah. We look forward to talking to you and Emma. Yeah, Emma, I'm talking to you.
Perfect.
Next month.
Perfect.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
That is, once again, Sam Temple from NPB, Northfield Public Broadcasting. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield.